Kid?
Chairman, that's the name of the small shareholder. I'm here for one main thing today, and that's to get a commitment from the board to do a share purchase plan for small shareholders at $4.25, the same price that the Drake's Capital Institution a couple months ago. Your comments on that as to why you haven't done it first?
Well, I think people will be aware that we had very recently a capital raising which went ostensibly to institutional shareholders. We were at the time considering the FinCorp opportunity and Estate Property Group. So those two opportunities, which are probably once in a lifetime opportunity, came across us, and the board had to consider very quickly its capital management program. We decided to not pursue a small holder issue at that stage because of the speed and the time it would take to actually do that. Now, that's not to say in any way that we wouldn't do that, and we should consider that. And you know, I think in a normal timing effort, you know, under a normal capital management program, we would consider doing that and probably wouldn't do that. So hopefully that was the reason. We had to move quickly. Our advisors, Macquarie Bank, said that there was a window there that we had very strong support. In the event, I think we were about three times oversubscribed. But look, it's a good point, and it's certainly something that the directors will consider.
Well, thank you, Chairman. I'd like possibly a little bit more than just we'll consider it. I wrote to the company about a month ago pointing out that most other normal companies after their placement, you know, including Macquarie Bank, which is just a new placement, do an SPP. And I got a letter back from one email back from Mr. Reed saying the same things about the timing and doing quickly and that sort of stuff. Now, I'm a small shareholder in 450 different stocks. And virtually all of them do share purchase plans after their placement. Since I've had that email exchange with Mr. Reed, Mitchell Communications Group, CSR, Huntley, Straight Resources, Sonic Healthcare have all offered me a chance to participate in the shared purchase plan on the same terms as recent placement data. And all I've received from Vectron since then is a chance to co-invest in your development fund. So you are writing to me asking for my capital, but not on the basis that every other normal company does. So I'm just curious as to where within this board there is any resistance. I mean, I've written to you 6 weeks ago, every other company does it. Big guys have got shares at $4.25, which is a discount to what shares currently are at. Us small shareholders would like a commitment to that you will actually just get on with it and do it. There's nothing stopping you from doing it. There's no time in this issue. You can simply make the commitment today that you'll do a share purchase plan tomorrow.
Well, I think the directors haven't considered this as a special item. I don't think we would make it. We can have a commitment today, Stephen, to look at this issue, and it could well be that that's our decision, but I don't think today is the day to be committing. The board would normally make these decisions based on a paper, properly researched and presented by management as to the reasons why we should be doing this. And so I don't think we'd want to break with that, with our own discipline. So certainly we take what you're saying on board. I think there's no resistance because we haven't, other than at the time we were making the first issue, but that would be my response to that.
All right.